2017 may be the best year ever for easily bored political junkies. There's no time to become fatigued with any single political scandal, development, or predicament. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, covered two U.S. Senate-related topics that developed in just the past few days in his regular conversation with John Brumman, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. One, the early Saturday morning passage of a massive tax bill, and two, the speculation last week that Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton might leave the U.S. Senate to take over the CIA, a possibility first raised by a front-page story in the New York Times.
It would take a year that may not be much other than seeing if the red tide continues or whether the Democrats can kind of rebound a little in niches. Well, first of all, it would be great fun to see whom ASA would appoint, if, say, Cotton gets the CIA appointment in January, whom ASA would appoint as the placeholder for a year, and who might get that, and to see the competition. Well, you want to see backroom competition. You ought to be probably in the governor's office when people are coming to ASA saying, I think my career needs to be capped off by my service in the United States
Senate. I would be doing you a service.
Right. And then we would have a special election to complete the term, which would then be up in 2020. So we got bang, bang, bang. And I had a leading Republican tell me the other day, I was asking him about Steve Womack, whether he would run, or French Hill, or others. He said, yeah. It may be 11 or 12, four or five serious, and then a bunch of these others.
It'd be like 2010.
Yeah, that's
in some
ways. That's the comparison that he made. It would be, and then the Democrats, what are they going to do? We had a little flurry of activity last week. Somebody said to me, the Democrats could compete. BB could still compete, and so I called BB. He was on the golf course, of course.
Of course.
And he said, "Man, I can't." He said, what in the world has happened? I can't complete a golf hole for people calling and asking if I want to run for the Senate. I had to explain, and he said he really wasn't up on the Cotton and Trump and the CIA and that sort of thing. He's not going to do it. He's not going to pull a Brett Favre. But it'd be fascinating. Steve Womack would be an obvious choice from Congress to run for the Senate in the special election, except he's on a leadership track in the House, and they might not. French Hill, second district congressman, would be a safer bet year to election to election as a senator than having to fight the Pulaski County Democratic strength. Tim Griffin, not one to pass up an opportunity, or at least would like to be mentioned about it.
There's a deep bench on the Republican side.
No kidding. A deep bench is what you have when you hold every office in sight.
That's right.
It would be great fun. It would keep us in something to talk about.
You left Bart Hester's name out of that. His name's been floated out there.
Do you know?
Too,
so. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I tend to forget about him. I spent the day the news broke about Cotton. I spent the day on the phone with Republicans, and what I told about on the sixth call, I said to somebody, "What I've learned today is to take Bart Hester seriously, because I think of him as a young, inconsequential state senator who was a baseball player for the Razorbacks." That's how he is the Koch brothers' favorite. He's a friend of Tom Cotton. He is ambitious. He would have great resources if he ran. They say he makes a good presentation. So he's in the mix too.
Let's turn our attention to some other things happening at the national level. We have got the president endorsing Roy Moore now through Twitter. We have everything that unfolded on Friday with the Flynn indictment and acceptance of that potential charge there. Do you see a boiling point starting to brew here where Republicans and Democrats are not going to be able to communicate pleasantly anymore?
Are they now?
They're not, but I'm asking you, can it get worse?
Yes. I guess that it can, but not on that basis. I just think the natural progression of sentiment has been in that direction. I'm not sure what Trump's relationship with Mitt Romney has to do with whether Republicans and Democrats can get along.
Well, you got Republicans and Republicans not getting along, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's the bigger story. Lindsey Graham was saying we got to somehow pass this tax cut bill to save the Republican Party because we're holding together three Republican parties by a Band-Aid. I think that's actually true.
What are the three?
I don't know.
I know what two of them are.
You've got the evangelicals, you've got the business conservatives, then you've got the fusion defense conservatives. There are three. Okay. And then you've got establishment, and then you've got Trump, and then you've got Tea Party. They overlap, but there are six things that that are in the pot. I think Roy Moore is going to get elected to the Senate. I never really thought that he wasn't. And he is, if the few speeches you see him making from the stump in Alabama anymore, he's as disparaging or as ridiculing of Republicans as he is of the Democrats. Why? Well, Mitch McConnell and the Republican leadership wanted him to drop out of the race, or they don't support him. So it's our politics. Are there stages? Are there levels of dysfunction? I guess there are. I mean, dysfunction is dysfunction, but I think we are at threat of an era of dysfunction plus.
Well, the timing on that could be a huge factor in that we just have seen this tax bill pass the U.S. Senate. It's got to go to a conference committee for a reconciliation now, and you've got a looming deadline to pass a budget now that is going to require some Democratic votes in the Senate side.
You got to get to 60 on the Senate side to avoid a government shutdown.
I'm predicting
a shutdown.
I predicted it will happen. So,
well, we've had it before. And we always come out of it, and somebody's a political loser, and somebody's a political winner. Probably the Republicans this time. But we got to get this budget bill passed, because they passed the tax cut bill by buying Republican votes by promising to do things in that, like DACA for Jeff Flake, and then Susan Collins extracted a public commitment in caucus from Trump that the Alexander Murray bill to restore the cost-sharing subsidies to Obamacare in exchange for doing away with the individual mandate, that was going to be done. So they've got obligations, not bipartisanly. The Republicans got to tend to their own obligations to each other to see if this gets done.
And I think it's kind of coming down to this argument here. I think Republicans passing that tax bill in particular, there was this effort to do it to show we can govern, we can pass legislation. But there could also be the drawback of we can pass legislation, therefore we can govern. Look at what we passed and the potential harm to middle-class voters or, if some of the things that they're predicating the success of big corporate income tax cuts doesn't come to fruition.
Right.
You got some potential fallout here.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And I think what they passed early Saturday morning is at present a clear political loser. I mean, I think, and you may know more about how this happens than I can figure out, because I'm not up there doing on-site reporting. But two conservative Republican senators thought that small businesses ought to get a break like corporations do, and therefore let's find a new way to tax pass-through income. Mm-hmm. In the course of doing that, by these little amendments, they're writing in the margin late Friday night, they have given a tax break to hedge fund billionaires who have a lot of pass-through income. Trump, apparently, many of his businesses are pass-through income. But at the same time, they exempted professional services people like lawyers and accountants from this reduction of 39 to 26 in tax and pass-through income, their top rate. A guy out here got a landscape lighting business, grossing $90,000 a year. He's not going to get to 39% anyway. He gets nothing out of that. Hedge fund billionaires get millions upon millions.
Well,
how do they come to do that? Do they set out to do that, Republicans, or do they just fall into it?
I would contend that the consequences of, first of all, whatever comes out of conference is going to be the bill that gets voted on.
So there's a lot of
license for this thing to change over the course of the next couple of weeks. But I think until the rubber hits the road, until when people start filing their taxes and seeing how it impacts them, they're not going to vote till they see that they've either been helped or hurt.
Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics talks with John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, almost every week. This week, they also discuss the economics and politics behind a search for a new head football coach at the University of Arkansas. You can hear the entire conversation at talkbusiness.net. And you can also find John Brummett's columns, including a digital-only Wednesday column, at Arkansas.com. Online.net.